Stud.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What about nowadays? Would that word be come up in mixed company? Or would somebody say something else?
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. There's, I mean, there's, they just don't care what they say anymore. Now, there are some things that I wouldn't say in front of my parents. I wouldn't use certain words like stud or this type of thing in the company of older people, I wouldn't.
Or what do you say you do when you get on a horse? You get on a horse and you begin to
ride.
And yesterday you say I
rode a horse.
And I
have ridden.
Or if you couldn't stay on the horse, you might say you did what? You
fell off.
Or say if a child woke up in the morning and he was on the floor,
mm-hmm.
I'd say, well, in the night I must have
fell out of bed.
And the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them, those are just
sheeps.
What about the parts of the horse's foot that they're on? You call
hoof.
And more than one, you say the horse has four.
Hooves.
Do people around here, have you ever heard of them playing a game with those things? The
horseshoes?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Playing horseshoes.
Just playing horseshoes.
You might have mentioned this, I don't remember, but were any sheep ever raised around here as far as you know?
I've seen them off in Irvington.
Do you have any idea what you call the male sheep?
Mm-hmm.
Ram?
Ram, uh-huh. And females, a new, new.
And you'd say you'd raise a sheep for what?
For the fleece. Or the wool.
Or what about talking about hogs?
I never could see much use to sheep. I really couldn't.
I don't know beans about them. Me either, I guess. I don't like wool clothes. Yeah. What about a male hog? You ever heard him call anything in particular?
Just other than a hog.
Just a hog. What about boar? You ever heard that?
Yeah, I have heard it. I've heard my mother and them use the expression.
Well, what about a small? That would just be
a piglet.
Is there anything between a piglet and a full-grown hog?
I don't know. I don't know.
I heard people refer to it as a shote.
Yeah, I have heard it referred to it. You know, these things don't come up in your everyday conversations nowadays. You're amazed, Lily.
Gotta get home and take care of my shote. Or, any terms you've heard for a male hog that's been altered? Or called a barra or a barra, something like that.
Mm-mm.
Or these stiff hairs on a hog's back, you would call those the...
Just bristle.
And some of them have these long teeth. What you call those?
A hog?
Yeah.
That has long teeth?
Yeah.
Is that right?
It's like an elephant.
Tusk,
yeah.
But I've never seen one with long teeth.
Have you ever heard of one around here that it got loose and grew up wild?
Yeah, well, they have them on Dauphin Island. They used to. Just wild hogs is all they call them. Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard of something like a piney woods rooter or a razorback?
Yeah, but I think that's mostly, that expression is used up north, the northern parts more than down here, because when they raised hogs and hogs, it was strictly for meat.
Mm-hmm. Well, which one of those terms did I mention?
The one I'm not familiar with is razorback. Right. I've heard it, uh-huh.
Yeah. Heard that when I was out in Arkansas this summer. That's all you heard about, razorbacks,
mm-hmm.
out there. They were talking about the hogs.
Yeah, but I don't know if they ever carried that type of particular type of pigs down here.
What about this thing that you would pour feed in to feed your hogs?
Pen?